This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'm super excited to have him back on here. We're talking no other than Lominco Metals, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LMRMF. They were on the show back in November 2017. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Mr. Paul Gill. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Good day, Everett. Thanks.
Hey, give my listeners a little bit about statement of what you guys do and how you do it, and then we'll get into some Q&A.
Sure. Lominco's been exploring for minerals that are used in the green economy for the last 6 years. And so we've looked at a variety of them, including lithium, cobalt, rare earths, and graphite. And we really found a strategic advantage for us in graphite because we have a jurisdiction in Canada, that's Quebec, that has very good graphite results and graphite properties, and we've been able to get a hold of a really good one. So our philosophy is let's take a look at all of the different opportunities in the green economy and hone down and focus on the ones that we have a strategic advantage in, and that's what we've done.
You know, graphite pricing has been going up and going up. What's the latest news up there on you guys with that?
Well, there's been some interesting evidence that's come to light. We know that there's a trend down on the amount of exports made from China. We've had exports of 90,000 in 2016, 60,000 in 2017, and we're really eager to find out what the U.S. Geological Society reports has been exported from China in 2018, and I'm betting that it's going to be going down. And the reason for that is that China has a big battery industry, and they want to consume and produce batteries, which is a nice, better revenue and better profit return for them than just exporting the graphite. So it makes complete sense. They have their own lithium already, and they've got that being processed, and they're importing lithium from other locations such as South America. Graphite is harder to come by. They do have some locally in China, but they're just using it internally, and they're exporting less and less outside of the country now, and that's a big sign because what we've seen is that the graphite electrode prices that are used in steel making have shot up 500% in India. And that's a big, big number. That's going to affect their steel production and, in fact, the cost of their materials. Another big sign is that the biggest maker of graphite electrodes in the United States, Graphtec, is going public and has raised $907 million U.S., almost $1 billion. And so if all the smart money knows what's happening, let's just say that, you know, if they're putting $1 billion into a company that is focused on graphite, there's going to be a huge graphite market coming. We've seen the same with Albemarle and SQM. So we're going to see interesting stuff happen.
My guest today is Paul Gill. He's the CEO of Lominco Metals, Inc. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LMRMF. You know, I was reading about one of your press releases. You guys raised about $1.76 million. Other than that, is there any other financial news that maybe you could bring us up to speed on?
Yeah, just recently, as of last week, April 6th, we've announced that one of our companies has a deal to go public in the United Kingdom, Prometheus cryptocurrency. Now, we just launched this company in January in the height of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, got a huge response from the market, had a lot of, I think we went up three times in our stock price, and then it's since settled. But that company has now got a deal to go public in the UK with a with a company that's what's called a capital pool. And once we do that reverse takeover of the capital pool, we'll then be able to go to the initial public offering in Europe. So we know that there's a lot of traction for alternatives to regular currencies all around the world, and Europe is no exception. You know, they're always at the forefront of what's happening with monetary issues, and we're very excited to be able to present them with our ideas on Prometheus.
So are you guys going to own 51% of that, or are you going to own 100% of that?
Right now we own 25% of that company. We're not focused on taking over the entire company. We want other investors to be involved, and we do have other investors, and our management team on the Prometheus side is heavily involved as founders, and we have a real estate partner as well that's involved. So we've got a partnership that takes a few dollars to launch, which is perfect because you don't have to raise $1 million and then go public. You know, we can just go right to the public stage with our idea, with everything ready to go, wrapped in a bow tie, and we can execute on that business plan.
You know, we just finished up the first quarter of 2018. I saw that you guys did a press release about getting a drill permit for one of your sites and everything. Can you give us maybe an update of maybe the second and third quarter of activity for 2018?
Yeah, right now we've got the drill permit. Some of the money raised in the recent round of financing is focused on converting the refractory zone from a zone where we found a discovery into a resource, and that takes a lot of capital. So we've got the site set up, ready for drill rigs. We need to bring the capital in order to turn that from, you know, a thumbnail sketch of a open pit mine into a real definitive resource, which can then be taken to the PEA. So as soon as we get the drills done, we'll get the resource done and get the metallurgy, which will explain what the content of the material is. We can then get to the pre-economic assessment, which allows us to put a dollar value onto our books, explaining what the value of this project is over time. And it's going to be a big number.
Company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is Lominco Metals, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LMRMF. Paul, let me ask you this. You have a couple of subsidiaries out there. Can you give us an update on the current subs and the graphene ESD and the other ones that you have and any other new developments?
Yeah, Graphene ESD is still awaiting a patent to be completed on their graphene supercapacitor project, and it still owns 1.2 million shares of Graphene Energy or Graphene 3D Lab. So it's sitting tight for now with not a lot of activity. On the other company, Smart Home Devices, we've been talking to the manufacturer in India about tooling the process and getting the underwriter's lab approval. That process is still ongoing. We need to put a cash infusion into that company in order to get the tooling done. Probably $100,000 to $150,000 will get us a fully UL underwriter lab approved device that we can then sell in to our customer in Nevada.
Lominco Metals is the company that we're highlighting today. With us today is the CEO of the company, Paul Gill. Paul, let me ask you this. It sounds like you guys are becoming more and more of a holding company. You're into flake graph, graphene, smart homes, now cryptocurrency. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's one of the accusations made by the regulators, and certainly we've had to answer a few questions about what are you really doing. Our primary asset is the graphite. asset. We think that's going to be a $100 million plus valuation. That's what we're targeting for that asset. All the other ones we will spin out and have them go public. And it's like, it's a great situation where you can incubate these companies, let your shareholders know when they're ready to go, and the shareholders can then benefit. We did that with Graphene 3D Lab in 2014. When it went public, it went, we did a raise at 25 cents. It went public at 40 cents and then promptly shot to 250. So we think we can, give people opportunities as long as they keep a hold and watch what's going on with LMECO. They'll see some of the developments from these other companies. With mining, it takes a long time to bring that valuation. We've been working on that graphite project for 6 years, and it's going to take another year before we get full valuation out of it. But when we do, that will be our home run. We're not going to focus on some of the other tech companies. We have great people on our team that can take those projects on, and they have.
I want my listeners to take a look at LMECO Metals, trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LMRMF. I can't believe their market cap's only $2.7 million. Stock price is very undervalued at around 7.7 cents. Paul, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to the listeners?
Yeah. I mean, what we've gone through the last little bit is an extended halt in our stock because we had a problem with our audit. And I think it's important to be transparent with people that that was an unexpected event that occurred. But it's about how management responds to these things and sticks with it and bears with it and gets through these things that matter. And I'm really proud of our team to be able to deliver that audit again. The great thing is the actual audited financial numbers did not change. All they needed was a bit more proof on what one of our tech valuations was, and they got it, and we were able to refile. But it's important to see that really knocked the stuffing out of our stock price, and there's a great opportunity now. We were trading at 18, 17, almost double where we are now. And I think that's provided an opportunity for new investors.
Well, Paul, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an all update of what's going on with your company.
Would love to. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.